Hello, Philip.
Hello, Mido. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. And, gee, I'll tell you what, he is champing at the bit to get to Allianz Stadium tomorrow night. And this is a crucial derby in the context of the season. And how do you see it all playing out?
Well, I'm surprised I didn't have Grubby in the pre-match press conference yesterday at Allianz. I thought they would have had him front and centre. Look, it's very evenly poised, really. I know Sydney FC going as favourites. There's no doubt about that. But if there is a derby where form does go out the window, it's probably the Sydney derby, in terms of A-League derbies, of course. But both teams have won away from home. Both teams failed to win at home in the previous two derbies this season. So does that swing the favouritism slightly in Western Sydney Wanderers' way? We'll wait and see. But the fuse was lit yesterday. Luke Bratton, Milos Ninkovic at Allianz for the pre-match presser. Luke Bratton saying that something just comes over the players when a Sydney derby rolls around, despite what's gone before it. As far as the week before it, but derbies don't get forgotten. So the last one, Sydney rubs salt into the wounds of Western Sydney Wanderers, and I'm sure they'll be out for revenge, and this could well be the last time we see Milos Ninkovic in a Sydney derby. And he's been a very, very, very special player for the A-League, for Sydney FC, of course, and now winding down his career at Western Sydney. Depends what happens in the finals, of course. It could be the last time we see him in a Sydney derby.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, Mossy, that there's obviously plenty of tension between these two clubs. But I would say that Sydney FC will have to control those emotions because their discipline has hurt them over the last couple of games.
Yeah, you're spot on, Loz. It has. And also they're without two of their the rock-solid centre-backs, are two young boys who are away with the Ollie Roos. So, you know, a new central pairing, as we saw last week, didn't work for them up there in Newcastle, so they've got to overcome that. But you're right, there has been disciplinary issues in these games where the emotions just do boil, you know, to the top. And, you know, that's when you need cool heads, because at the end of the day, it's great to show emotions, great to have the drive, but it's not great to finish the game with less than 11 men because that loads the dice in the opposition's favour.
Mossy, away from the biggest game happening in Sydney, the Phoenix take on Melbourne over in New Zealand, mate. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, I've got to bounce back, the Phoenix. Obviously, disappointing loss last week to the Central Coast Mariners. Great win for the Central Coast, but from a Wellington point of view, I'm talking about. And Victory have been going about their business quietly. They're, you know, I think their run for the Premier's plate is too late. You know, they're 5 points off the two top teams, Central Coast leading on goal difference from Wellington Phoenix. But Victory are poised. They're poised for a strike at the big one, the grand final, because they've got the roster to do it. Tony Popovich has got the experience as the manager to do it. He hasn't won a grand final yet, so huge expectation on his shoulders to do that. And I'm sure no one's putting more pressure on him than himself to win a grand final. So should be a ripper. I'm going to tip Wellington in that one. I just think at home, I think they'll bounce back. They've been fantastic at home this season. They play a great brand of football, and I think they'll get the points in a tight one.
What did we take from the Matildas 2-0 win over Mexico in San Antonio midweek?
I thought you were going to say, what did we take from Liverpool's performance this morning? I was going to
haven't got there yet.
With one word, nothing. No, look, I thought the Matildas performance against Mexico was really good. Great outing. Good to see us win a game again without Sam Kerr, so that reliance on goals is not it proven once again. It's not just down to Sam Kerr, because she'll probably miss the Olympics, I would say. I thought Gustafsson rotated his players well. I thought the movement off the ball, on the ball, with the ball, and of the ball was very, very good. So, yeah, overall, I'd give it a high 8.5 out of 10 as a friendly. And, of course, the pointy end of the preparations for the Olympics are really starting to approach now. So it was an important game.
Talking about important games, how important is this one for Ange and Spurs when they take on Newcastle away? They're 3 points, you know, in 3 points clear in that fourth place. But is this a game they should be looking to win? Is it a draw in your mind? How does it all play out?
Loz, there's no grand finals in the EPL, right? It's first past the post, but this is a grand final in so many ways because, as you quite rightly said with your due diligence and research last week, Spurs still have to face Manchester City, Arsenal and Liverpool in the run home. So that means that Newcastle away, it means that Chelsea away, Burnley at home and Sheffield away are all grand finals. They can't afford to drop points there, and they're going to have to find a way to pick up points against Manchester City, Arsenal and Liverpool as well, by hook or by crook. And, you know, Ange won't be talking like that. He'll be going to every game expecting to win, but this one away to Newcastle is definitely a must-win.
Mossy, I know you don't want to talk about it, but Liverpool played today. Not a great result. They take on Crystal Palace in the EPL away. Do you think they'll bounce back, mate?
All I heard was Crystal Palace away at home on the weekend, mate. I didn't hear the first part. The line must have gone a bit dusty. But no, look, let's face into it. We gloat when we win, so let's own it when we don't. But we were horrible this morning. 3-0 was probably flattering in the end against Atalanta. And it gives us a mountain to climb when we go away to Atalanta in the second leg, 3-0 down on aggregate. But Jurgen Klopp, I thought this morning, post-game was absolutely spot on. He said, we were poor, we need to bounce back. I'm not going to re-watch that game until Monday after Crystal Palace because all eyes and attention goes to that game at home. If I was Crystal Palace, I'd probably be shaking in my boots going to Anfield this weekend. I think you'll see a huge reaction from Liverpool. The look on the players' faces trudging off as they're trying to send Jurgen Klopp off with as many trophies as possible, said it all. And I think you'll see a huge reaction on Sunday, 11 o'clock Sunday night, our time.
Outstanding midweek Champions League fixtures, quarterfinal, first legs, Mossy. 3-3 Madrid and Man City. Arsenal and Bayern 2-2. Barcelona came from 2-1 down to beat PSG 3-2 and Atletico 2-1 over Borussia Dortmund. What'd you take from it all?
What you said, outstanding. I just love this time of the season with everything on the line in domestic leagues, in the Champions League. The goals that we saw in this first leg of the quarterfinals in the Champions League were just phenomenal. The standard of football, the intensity that it's played at was remarkable. Barcelona, I think that's a huge, huge result away to PSG. We know how much emphasis PSG put on the Champions League, and for Barcelona to go there and get the result 3-2, I thought was absolutely brilliant. Manchester City showed real grit and determination and quality, of course, we know that, to get a point away, which gives them a really strong chance of going through at home when Real Madrid go to the Etihad. And Arsenal, again, Bayern's not an easy opponent. At home, they would have been expected to win, but they ended up settling for the point. So that's a tough one away to Bayern in the second round. Second leg, I should say.
We need a Moss multi.
Righto, here we go, Mido. Where are we? Here we go. I'm going to go with Wellington Thrubby to get over the top of Melbourne Victory at the Cake Tin in Wellington, into Melbourne City to beat Perth Glory at home, into Brentford to beat Sheffield United at Brentford.
Okay, let me find that one. Brentford to beat Sheffield United. So Wellington Phoenix, Melbourne City, Brentford Bees. That treble, $6.07 with tab. Mossy, have a great weekend. Keep an eye out for Grubby. Shirt off in the Cove.
Well, I'll be at Randwick tomorrow. Looking forward to a great Championships Day too. Guest of the Crismale family, of course, and looking forward to backing a few winners. And then Sydney FC and Western Sydney. It's going to be a long one for me, but I'm up for it. I'll see you there, Grubby.